The profile pieces have like a crisper, cleaner photography, like just straight on sort of, this is me, I'm a witch, this is my kind of perspective on witchcraft. And that was really important to keep that in there as well. So. And the mysteries of life. My name is Elizabeth Cron. I launched a magazine called Sabbat about witchcraft and feminism in 2016. And I've gone on to produce a trilogy of magazines, The Maiden, The Mother and The Crone Issue. And now we're into our sort of fifth project, which is a tarot deck. Very happy to be here and talk to you. Well, it kind of started when I was studying for my MA in fashion journalism. I was really into kind of the 90s witch figure, and I started looking for them in real life. It was very like a kind of fashion kitschy influence at that point, but soon I realized that there were actually like practicing witches around London, even really close to where I live, just in Bloomsbury. There was a wonderful bookshop called Treadwell's. And I went there and I found like different witches to talk to. And I realized really, really soon or really early was that the definition of witch like varies so much from person to person. So one of my key questions in my kind of journalistical research ended up being, what does the word witch mean to you? And no reply that I got was ever the same. Witchcraft and feminism don't correlate for all witches. But it's definitely something that has sort of come together in the past maybe 4 years. And I think that has a lot to do with the politics that are going on at the moment and kind of this like new age of like protest and idealism, but also like being really disillusioned with patriarchy and with the systems that we maybe as women or as like female identifying find ourselves caught in. You can kind of trace this like witchcraft fused with feminism back to the 90s, but also to like the 1960s and 70s as well. So it's not like a new thing. There was even a French magazine called Sorcière that went on from like, I think 1971 till 81 or something. It's like wonderful literature magazine as well. The witch is a potent feminine archetype. I'm quite childish when I kind of engage with magazines. I like things that kind of pop out and fold and transparent pages and things like that. So I kind of want to cram as many like special effects into a magazine as possible. It was very key to us when we conceptualized Sabbat that it should have this like center of the earth and be a tactile object. And it ended up probably being more of a coffee table sort of project than its zine inspirations, because I was very much inspired by Bikini Kill and like that kind of zine aesthetic in the beginning. Now it's more of like a sophisticated publication printed on beautiful paper in black and white with like a little pastel gradient that changes from issue to issue. So we started out with like pale pink for The Maiden, moving on to like a pale lilac for The Mother and like a pale blue for The Crone. There was like all kinds of conceptual reasons why we chose these colors. And the black and white was both like a quite conceptual choice, because witchcraft does fit with this kind of dark gothic aesthetic. It worked well with black and white illustrations and everything, but it was also a budget choice, because then, okay, we're restricted to black and white. We only have black Pantone, that's it, white paper. I realized that I wanted my concept to be a magazine for the modern witch that you wouldn't be ashamed to read on the tube. It became really clear instantly that it should be this like kind of talismanic object, and that it should be very focused on the kind of like earthier, raw elements of witchcraft. It should be something that you could put out on your witch's altar And that, like, I don't know, I dreamed about that, but the fact that it ended up sort of happening as well, like people sending us pictures back through Instagram of them laying out our magazine with like a crystal grid or with candles is really quite magical. And I think you can't really do that with digital in the same way. I think it's really important to work with like the 3D object, and I think witchcraft and magic like lends itself really well to playing with that and playing with that kind of dimension. Sabbat, along with a lot of other like design witch products that came out in the same sort of time, have definitely opened people's eyes to witchcraft as being something quite chic rather than something quite like dated. All of our fashion shoots, almost all of our fashion shoots, are quite like analog, like black and white, beautiful but quite atmospheric. But then the profile pieces have like a crisper, cleaner photography, like just straight on sort of. And that was really important to keep that in there as well, so it doesn't become just this like dreamy fantasy world, but we actually talk to the real witches and hear what they have to say. It wasn't until I discovered the hashtag witches of Instagram and all the witchy profiles that are on Instagram that the kind of the world opened up. So most of the people that we interviewed are actually people that I found through Instagram. It's really easy there to instantly like see and share a certain kind of witchy digital aesthetic. And you can see if people like people's thoughts about that, people's aesthetic, people, how they would fit into the magazine as well, like really instantly. And we wanted to keep that like play of the digital, even like in the magazine. We use people's handles, and even though that sort of dates the magazine a little bit, I think it's like a nice little slice of time, nice little touch that this was when the witches of Instagram happened. And yeah, we found our contributors through there, and when Sabbat like increased in popularity, so many more people got in touch, and it ended up being, rather than being us going out searching for material, it was people coming to us with like all of their shoots or their stories, or they wanted to be interviewed, or they wanted to write on some witchy theme they were interested in. I kind of thought going out meeting these real witches that that was like a taboo thing, like you weren't allowed to sort of just be this like pop cultural witchcraft fan, you should have some proper spiritual connection or calling or something like that. I really love the hashtag let it go piece in the Crone issue, last issue. It was like, again, a very collaborative effort, summing up the whole idea behind the Sabbat project in a way. So we put out this call on Instagram and asked the witches of Instagram to give us the best advice to let go and move on. And it ended up being this like heartbreaking, beautiful, but also ironic, weird kind of femme release, rage release ritual sort of thing, which is quite wonderful. And we worked together with this brilliant illustrator based in Berlin, Maria Torres, who did this like little sort of peekaboo part of it. A wonderful illustration with cutouts that changes when you flip the pages, that encapsulated a lot of the Sabbat spirit in one piece, because it was illustrated, it was peekaboo, it was like kind of collective effort and lots of women coming together, like giving each other advice to like move on in life. For Sabbat, we would not be able to get any normal journalist to go out and do these things, because you need to be severely interested in witchcraft to like even ask the right questions. And we needed witches to contribute to make it feel authentic. It was like niche by nature. I think that is something that people crave. Like you can absolutely get it online. You can get very specific blogs and very specific social media feeds and stuff. But having it all together, bound, cover and back cover, I realized when I put the magazine out that I wasn't publishing a fashion publication. I was publishing to a completely different audience. And this is an audience that's super aware, like super, super aware of representation, of the sort of whitewashed kind of norm in fashion photography. And had to actually just turn the boat around a little bit on that, because that wasn't something that I was as aware of. And it was something that was really happening like around 2015-16 when I started out. It was also very strange and great for me to realize that Sabbath had an audience in America, and it was really, really like a big audience in the US. That audience also came with like a completely different like view on witchcraft and view on witchcraft and feminist protest. And it just really pushed us to become more political and more aware. And the witch in Brooklyn, for example, is a different witch from the witch in London to an extent. I think the witch in London now is being affected by the political witch in America. But that was definitely quite a revelation to me how big that was.